read a little word from Ezra, the 8th chapter, the 21st verse. There's just a phrase in this verse which I wish to take out of context and to apply to us, but it is a verse word that is very important. Then I, of course that's referring to Ezra, then I proclaimed a fast there at the river of Ahava that we might afflict ourselves before our God. This was at the time that Ezra was leading back a group of the Jewish people from the Babylonian captivity, and he realized that there was dangers on every side, and consequently he was wondering what to do. Now he did not, according to the next verse, he did not want to require of the king a band of soldiers and a horseman to help us against the enemy in the way, because we had spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him. Now, of course, this is following what we were discussing and meditating upon this morning. The hand of our God is upon them, all them for good that seek him. Hallelujah. Isn't that a wonderful promise? That the hand of our God is upon us for good, upon all them for good that seek him. We have been reminded of some of the marvelous promises connected with seeking the Lord. Think of the one in the 34th Psalm. That there is no good thing to them that know that those who seek the Lord, they shall not want any good thing. My, isn't that a blanket promise? They shall not want any good thing. My, just think of that. Now, maybe the reason that you've been wanting some good thing is because you haven't been seeking the Lord like you should. Well, seek him. And seek him with your whole heart then. But there is no want to those who seek the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh my. That can be mind-boggling. That can be just almost staggering. But it's the word of the living God. Hallelujah. And so you see, Ezra had said, I told those the king that the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. And then, of course, he goes on to say, so we fasted and besought our God for this, and he was entreated of us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's too bad when we, as the people of God, have to seek our protection from the people of the world. God wants us to come into such a place of trust that we can believe him for every situation that we find ourselves in. And now I go back to the 21st verse. I knew that I left out some words. And it said that we might afflict ourselves before our God to seek of him a right way for us, and for our little ones, and for all our substance. Praise the Lord. Now I realize that Ezra was seeking a right way, or as the margin says, a straight way, geographically speaking. But you know, far more than geographically speaking is it important that spiritually speaking, we seek a right way for ourselves and for our little ones. Now, I'm sure that I'm talking to quite a number of married people here and those who have children. And God wants to show you the right way for yourself and for your little ones. I'm also realizing that quite a number of you who aren't married will probably be married somewhere along the way, and in all probability you will have families, and it is very important at that time that you seek a right way for yourself and for the little ones whom God may bring into your home. But I know that this can have and does have an even wider application. It can have an application, for instance, to those who are Sunday school teachers and have a beginner's or a primary class or a junior class or an intermediate class. Oh, how important it is for teachers to have the right way themselves and to follow the right way themselves and then to show the right way to their little ones. This same thing can be true and should be true for counselors of camps, too. Why, it is so important that God show us the right way for us and for our little ones. And, of course, there's also an application for this for pastors who are shepherds of the flock. And God wants to show the pastors the right way themselves and wants them to walk in the right way and then to be able to show the right way to their little ones. Maybe those little ones are not little in years, so to speak, but God wants they may be just babes in Christ, and oh, how important it is that we show babes in Christ the right way. Hallelujah. I was blessed by our brother Snook's reference to Psalm 1. And how that psalm shows us how to practice the presence of God. Oh, hallelujah. It does. It shows us the right way. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of God, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And then there is follows the promise of fruitfulness. Amen. Hallelujah. But what a wonderful word it is here, and it is that we should seek God a right way for us and for our little ones. And I think that you realize that I have lifted this out of its context and out of its geographical application and lifted it out of a purely family relationship into the family of God relationship. And this is something that we ought to be diligent to seek God for. We ought to be diligent to seek God for the right way. And as the margin says, the straight way. The straight way. And that immediately reminds us of the story, the illustration with Jesus used with which he closed the Sermon on the Mount. And he spoke about the straight way, the narrow way, and the broad way. And how the one leads to life and the other leads to death. And oh, how important it is in this day and age that we find the straight way and walk in it. And you know, the straight way is the way of holiness. And a highway shall be there and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those the wayfaring man, though fools shall not err therein. Oh, God has a straight way, a narrow way. But thank God it's also a highway. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And God wants our feet to be on that highway. Hallelujah. There's a highway to heaven. None shall walk up there but the pure in heart. There's a highway to heaven, walking on the King's highway. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You probably know that chorus very well. And then let's start while we're talking. Walking up the King's highway. Oh, glory to God. There's a highway, and God calls us to walk on that way. And I would just like to couple this with a word from Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, because this is the way, this is the way that we can walk and walk effectively. It's found in the 6th chapter of the 4th verse, it begins, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart." Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have just celebrated the Lord's Supper, and that is one of the things that was guaranteed to us by this new covenant, that these words shall be in our heart. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. This is where everything starts. This is where everything starts. If you're wanting to seek a right way for yourselves and for your little ones, you start by loving the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And then once these things are in your heart, then you're in a position to do the next thing that it says. Unfortunately, some people just talk with their mouths, and their lives don't back it up. And there isn't that backing up of love. You know, the word that was spoken by a famous man in this country, what you are speaks so much louder than what you say that I can't hear what you say. God is after something. He's after, first of all, the reality of an experience in our heart. And then out of a heart that loves God perfectly and wholly, then we can do what it says next, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. And I wish that you would think of this in the three or four fold relationship that I mentioned. Not only just to the children of your own flesh and blood, but the children whom God may give you to instruct in a primary department or a beginner class or a junior class or a group that you may have in Cat Camp here, in the cottages, one of the cottages or in the villages. And then, of course, as ministers, God gives us children. Oh, thank God. They are the children whom God has given to us. Yes, babes in Christ, they're not to stay babes, to be sure. But they will grow up only if we nourish them with the milk and with the meat of the word. And so it says, thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. God wants us to live in the Word of God and have the Word of God living in us. And as we do that, and as we abide in that way, then we will be in a position to show, to walk in the right way ourselves, in the straight way ourselves, and then in this straight way for our children. Oh, this is something that God desires every one of us to have. He wants us to seek Him for the right way, the straight way, for us and for our little ones. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Are your feet on the right way? Are your feet on the straight way? Are you walking in the King's highway? Are you walking in the highway of holiness? Oh, it's the only highway to walk. God has declared in His Word, without holiness shall no man see the Lord. You can't get around it or get away from it. And God has commanded us, be ye holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Hallelujah. God has given us the command, but thank God He's also given us the provision where we may indeed be holy as He is holy. What a word. What a word. What a word. And you can't creep out of it and say, well, that's in the Old Testament. Sure, it's in the Old Testament. But it's been repeated and purposefully in the New Testament. God's standard is exactly the same, whether it's in the New or in the Old Testament. And His power is mighty to enable us to live up to that standard for his own name's sake. But there is a necessity on your part and on my part that we seek the right way for us and for our little ones. And it goes right in hand, going back to Ezra, the 8th chapter of the 21st verse and the 22nd verse. It goes right in hand with seeking the Lord. With seeking the Lord. Ezra had declared unto the king that he was, that the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise. All glory to God.